Yo, what's going on? It's your man, Big B. Check it. We'd like to thank you all for continuing to listen to the IDS show. But if you're going to listen, why not listen in class? Why not listen in style? Visit the good people over at Tweaked Audio. That is tweakedaudio.com, where you can get the finest in craftsmanship and quality. Put in the code IDS. With that, you will receive 33% off your entire purchase, lifetime guarantee, and free shipping. Look, it's like a sore dick, y'all. You can't beat it. TweakedAudio.com. Do it. Bitches.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Cloud.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. IDS for you, hip cats. How you doing? I am your man, Big B. I have my crew with me today, but guess what? I'm tired. I don't even feel like introducing everybody. So as I point to you, introduce your goddamn self.
Y'all know who I am. It's Martha Doc Wiley doing it the way I do it. What's up, y'all? He's at.
Hi, I'm guest Gina.
Well, all right.
I just see animation.
Yeah, right, right. Like a little cartoon or something.
Y'all already know who this is. I'm sorry. No, that's 15.
For real,
hey,
for
y'all.
Real.
For real, for real.
Listen.
And shit. But look, I'm y'all know I am. It's Drew Baby, Thug Princess. Yeah, just sitting here because I ain't had shit else to do. You know.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay. Well, good goddamn.
All right.
So glad to have you.
All right. You know, right? Uh-huh.
Come again. It'll work if you work.
And as I said before, I am your man, Big B. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know the deal with me. But if you don't...
I'm not just another loudmouth. I'm a loudmouth who says things you're afraid to say.
And that's how it goes.
Can you put in asshole instead of loudmouth? Because that'll be so tight. That'll be spot on.
Mm-mm, that's your job.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I love you, V.
Asshole.
How was the end of everybody's
asshole
week? Everybody's weekend was scrumptious.
Anybody want to buy a dog?
Oh my god. No.
Me and Kayla were. Kayla did most of the work.
Of course.
We gave Buddy a bath yesterday.
Thank God.
Right, yesterday. Oh, yes, she's fitting right in. She's yes, moving right in. Okay. All right, you. Look, man, so he was
again.
Nice and pretty and white all Saturday, even when outside did this little thing, right? Now, me and LaShawn was sitting in the kitchen this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
We was looking at a movie. Something wrong with our fucking cable, so we was looking at a DVD, right? Buddy came upstairs real smooth. I didn't even hear him come upstairs. So he sat down. So me and LaShawn looking at the movie, and all I heard was, "Buddy." LaShawn said it real loud. I'm like, "What? This motherfucker, I don't know where he found a mud puddle, but he, all this shit was dirt, black, and his paws, like from the half of the arm on down to the paw, it was like he was two different colors."
You want to know where that came from, right?
Uh-huh, where?
That uncut grass.
That's, oh,
that was,
well,
marshland.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we call.
You've been on the house for, haven't you?
That's what we call in the black community rebellion.
That's what it is.
You gonna wash me twice a year, motherfucker? And watch this.
Okay. Well, watch this. We'll see the next time you get another bath.
No, stop it.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I said, okay. He was sitting there like everything was cool. I said, all right. And LaShawn, I can hear it get ready to come out of mouth. Like, can you give him a? No.
All you do is spray him with the, what you call him, spray him down.
You know what though? One thing about Buddy is, like, once he dries off, the next couple of hours, you can't even really tell he was dirty. I don't know what it is.
Oh, so he was newly wet.
He was newly wet and
so he tracked all that shit down.
Right. So he just basically did the little dog shake and shook it all over the furniture and shit.
I don't know where it went. But now it looks like
check your can.
Check the what?
What would you do, Doc, one day? Like, if you was, like, getting ready to watch a game or something, right? And you had your plate of food, and you had your 25-ounce, you know, you sat it down, you had to go to the bathroom. And Buddy came and was like, "Fuck the cheeseburger and shit," and just bit the can and just punctured that junk.
And drunk, and was licking it as he was drinking, and it was pouring out. And just,
rest in peace, Buddy.
Pretty much, you know. I would just, the eulogy would be, you know, he was a good dog.
But wait,
you
a minute,
know,
what?
he never really.
You got
did
11 more cans, like, really?
Huh?
You got 11 more cans.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Big Brother Brian for giving me an extra ounce. Because it's only 24 the buffer. But 25, I got 11.
If you get above drinking that shit, you know.
Oh,
we rock 25 ounces.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Cool. But I don't know. Did I mention last week that Pabst, that I think they bought Slits out or something, they could go, they're going bankrupt or something.
Who's
that's happening.
Pabst?
How is that possible with you as a supporter?
That's my whole thing. That's why I was going to ask you, man, because I'm really shook about this shit. And, you know, it's disturbing. You know, I can't concentrate on my work. I'm giving people napkins when they're supposed to get tablecloths. It's really, I'm having problems. But see if you can do any research for me and find out. I can't even really concentrate.
See, you remind me of the little child in the ghetto that, you know, like, he has like a certain skill set that affords him to get out of the ghetto for the first time. And like, he goes to another part of the world and he'd be like, "Oh shit, they drive on the other side of the street here." You know what I'm saying? There's a whole beer world out here, dog.
Beer. We're a whole new,
I mean, matter of fact, how about let's just start with beer?
Okay.
Brand new piece of never.
Let's leave malt liquor alone.
It's like just way
beer.
Up here. Okay. It's crystal clear.
I'm gonna try.
And the whole world of craft beer is especially sexy.
A whole new world.
Help me.
I can't help you pay for none of this shit. I can just only direct you to it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But okay, see, the good thing is. So you look at the fact that, like, you can get 30 for this amount, whereas for the same amount I'll get 6. But see, my 6 is almost the same alcohol content as your 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
In other words, just go ahead and get you a gallon of water if that's what you're trying to do. Pee.
Well, all right. Thanks for sharing.
I got you on the break.
Okay.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Buddy Talk. All right, so back to our regularly scheduled program, the Deep Show. How are we?
Good. I'm good.
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's great. Yeah. Nice. Two Finger and One Finger is going to be real good. It's going to be an extended version for me this evening. So,
all right.
Like Arsenio Hall?
Bear with me. Oh, yeah. You better believe it. Better to believe it. So everybody's clear. Nobody, you know, add in nothing.
Oh, well, no, I did today. Okay, let me tell y'all about it. I did some crunchy shit today. Okay.
You said grungy?
Country.
Oh, country.
I was saying it with a smile on my teeth. I did some crunchy shit today. So, I canned some pickles today. Mm. Pickle canning. And that's going... Why are you smiling? Why do I see both of your nipples?
No, seriously, because I told you I want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I want to hurry up and get my damn deck done, because I wanna put a little garden back there too.
That's awesome.
Grow some of my own shit, see what happens.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do about that. Yeah, because we're gonna go into making relish. Actually, we're doing like the bed and breakfast pickles, the sweet type pickles, whatever. Oh my gosh, the taste of, you know, the sauce or whatever that we use, or liquid or whatever, is so good. OMG. But anyway, can't wait for that to come out. The plan is for us to try to do something either once a week, every 2 weeks, once a month, as far as doing something that is not that's cost efficient.
You know what else? Know what else I want to do?
What?
I want to make my own beef jerky. Why my mouth don't work today?
Maybe need some lubricant.
Want to be on some pussy? But anyway,
well, know. Lubricant. Hello. Hello. Natural lubricant.
What?
It starts off as a lubricant, but if you don't wipe it off, you end up looking like Dave Chappelle.
Wow. Well, all you gotta do is wet it again and rub it in, and you'd be good.
Oh, well, all right.
Hello.
Then you go past your boy and dab him up. He'd be like, "You was at the wharf today?"
Ooh, that's ungood.
Yeah. Right.
But no, I want to make my own beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that sounds good.
We're
trying to open up a business so that we might be able to incorporate that.
Okay.
Distribute that to us, and we want everything to be.
I've been thinking of names. Like jerk off.
I knew it.
Jerk face is already taken.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to sell that as a part of your business? Like, I don't know, jerk off? That doesn't sound.
Oh, no, they got a lot of names for
jerk off. I don't know if that sounds appetizing.
Dick's Way In.
Oh,
something like that. It's somewhere called Dick corrected. Something.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have some names.
Mm-hmm. I stand corrected.
Beaded meat.
Yeah, tear your mouth out.
Like,
all right,
man. Yeah, like, I might want to try some
names. I know, right? Yeah.
Children optional.
Did his mouth out.
Delicious.
Yes. Delicious. D-E-E. Delicious. Okay. We got to think of names.
You said delicious? Mm-hmm. Okay.
IDS jerk.
All right.
Jerk DS. Mm-hmm. Jerk ID.
Wow.
I just see it on your shirt. I'm just trying to incorporate.
Just throwing a few names.
Jerk love.
There you go. Big jerk.
Circle jerk.
Big jerk.
We can package it. We can package it.
Okay. And then circle jerk.
Jerk. Mm. Oval jerk.
Fat jerk.
What? What'd you say? I don't know what you
said. Dry jerk.
Can you let her know about this?
Oh my gosh, please. Okay. Oh, do you know about that?
I don't know about.
Okay,
anything.
Well,
you'll know about it when you say something you can't hear yourself. You'll know.
She's gonna be like,
"Don't censor me."
right.
She doesn't understand what happens when I sit down at that computer later.
Oh my gosh, that man is
all your little jokes don't make it
it's
to the
enough,
show.
It's enough for you to thumb your mic away and get up and walk off. It's enough.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad.
There you go.
Yeah. No jokes for me. That's
the big
joke. Oh, no, you joke on. God damn it. Don't have him. No,
he can't give it all of them.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, keep him coming.
I cannot.
That should be the jerk name. Keep them coming.
Boom! Right. Keep my mic on for the rest of the show. Right.
I think I've earned it with that name.
Yep. Hey, Deeps, is he still my shit? I'm coming after you. Got on, huh? I've won one already. Don't do it. Y'all ready to get the show started?
Let's do it.
I think I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'll give one fuck. Stick wood, try niggas. Real shit, y'all got a fit. Y'all niggas bad business. That's why the game all fucked up. Fuck glocks, I'm all about Fort Knox, nigga. Ride through your neighborhood, throw money out the window like, what? You
one thing I do know. One thing I do know. It's one day I'ma have everything. It's one day I'ma have everything.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
I want it all. I just bought California. The mother states ain't far behind it either. I remember selling instrumentals off of people. Millionaire for the headphones on the speakers. I was getting money for the internet. Still got Eminem checks, I ain't open yet. MVP shit, this is where the trophy's at. D-R-E, this is where the dope is at. The world ain't enough, no. I want it all. God damn it, I'm too old, I forgot I got it all. But Andre young enough to still get involved. And Andre still young enough to say, fuck y'all. Fuck you and you in the corner too. You wanna beef, make sure that there's something you wanna do. It's the missing people that felt that way too.
I don't know everything, but one thing I do know. One thing I do know. It's one day I'ma have everything. It's one day I'ma have everything.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
I want it all. What the fuck was y'all thinking? You let the wrong young nigga lean with a legend. Lot of new niggas talking crazy on the records. I'm the only king here. You can tell them that I said it. I'm the black Eminem. I'm the humble of 50. I'm DOC who do it better. Nobody fucking with me. I'm other rappers every day. The police come and get me. And Dre just come and bail me out. And then we hit the studio. Ain't no new rap in my ear. Too many depressed niggas. Emotional every song. Deserve to have rest. Niggas cry about my old girl. Funny how I left niggas. Try and get my Xbox rare. Bring it deaf niggas. I'm Kanye raising a diamond. The damn chamber. If this was you, your diamond wouldn't be worth the appraisal. I'm just talking reckless. I'm just all the record. But I mean it. Count my blessings. We've been dreaming. Now we're coming up to see.
I don't know everything. One thing I do know. One thing I do know. It's one day I'ma have everything. It's one day I'ma have everything.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
I want it all.
I've been trying to get it.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? I'm your man, Big B. We bring you the scoop today. First of all, in the world of the rich get richer and the poor don't get a motherfucking thing, my man Michael Jordan, he won him a lawsuit, y'all. He, so there was a grocery store. He won $8.9 million against a grocery store that used his number and his image very similar to the Jumpman, his logo image, on selling some sort of meat.
Like all the Payless?
I mean, he going after that. The now defunct Dominick's store that is owned by Safeway was ordered to pay Mr. Jordan $8.9 million.
Wow.
Yes. When you know Dominick's rebuttal was that, you know, they understand that they should have to pay, but it shouldn't be more than $126,000.
Well, once it's but, I mean, y'all ruined it for yourself.
How about that? Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Jordan's reply to that was, "I do no business deals under $10 million,
sir." No, that's right.
Wow.
So, So,
AKA fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Taking so, all yeah. your money.
Business slow? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, it caught on fire? Fuck you, pay me.
So, him's got 8.9 million. Now, before any butt hurt people want to get upset and like, man, you don't need that money. You just bullying people. He's giving all of the money away to charities.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm so sick of hearing these people giving away money to charities. Why the charity? If they people never are giving money, ideas. Right?
Yeah,
if people that? Are giving so much money to these charities, why are they still in the same predicament and position that they were 10, 20 years ago? Where the fuck is that money going? See, that's where I understand the whole charity giving thing, but I need to know. We need some books open. I need proof.
Yeah, somebody needs to audit the charities.
Yeah, yeah, audit the charities, that? Right. How about that? Audit the charity shit. I mean, yeah, audit the charities.
How about that?
That makes sense.
On the other end of the money spectrum, Mr. T.I. and Miss Tiny.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Blue Eyed Tiny, huh?
They got TV shows. They got records. They got kids making money.
Are their kids making money too?
Yeah. One, some of their kids in a group. One kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's yeah. right. That's right. That's
they
right.
got shit popping.
They getting it?
Yeah.
I love T.I.
They also owe the IRS $4.5 million.
Pay it up. Like they got it. Pay it. Mm.
I used to like him. That's crazy. You have money. Why are you not paying your taxes? I got to pay my taxes.
Right.
No bullshit. I owe right now. Like, that shit came a few months ago. I was irritated
Me
with that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because my tax guy.
I'm scared to owe. I just give them all my money up front because I don't want to fool with them. They will take your dog.
Oh, see, my tax guy didn't even.
That's what you should do. They'll take your dog.
They'll take my dog.
Exactly.
Oh,
IRS.
You should have told me that. Oh, okay. Cool.
No, my tax guy put me in that predicament, but I did my taxes for the first time this year. And I was like, oh, it's really this simple, and I don't have to pay as much. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it from here on out.
Exactly.
Oh, all right.
Let me tell you something, and I know I've said it on the show before.
Never old. Ugh.
Don't fuck with the IRS.
No.
Right.
Because they don't play by anybody's rules but their own. So, yeah. So, just to let you know, they don't play by the rules. The 4.5 that they owe. Yeah, there's been a second lien filed by the IRS against that money for an additional $3.2 million.
Wow.
I think that has everything to do with whoever, they're not in their accounts, in their money, in their financials like they should be. I think they just give too much leeway to whomever is the professional. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not professional on any account when it comes to dealing with that, but how I need to know what's going on in my finance. I can look up shit. I'll Google. I'll ask a friend. I'll do something. Other than that, you're not going to have me asked out.
Mm-mm. I'm checking everything.
Jermaine Dupri, same shit. MC Hammer, same shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, they wasn't in it like they supposed to be. You too paid to not be into your finances like you should be.
I agree.
You too paid. Shit.
$4.5 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Even if
on
you got
top
it.
Of you having to pay, you said extra three what?
3.2.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's ridiculous.
That's like eight.
But it's understandable. Like I told you, I owed eight, and they took right around $60,000 to pay that eight back.
Yeah.
Because I thought they was a joke. They showed me they weren't.
So it took $60,000 to pay $8,000 back?
Interest, like, penalties and interest on top of penalties on interest.
Okay, now tell me how this went. So when you got the letter, it was like, look, boom, you owe this. What you trying to do? You got to do this before a certain time. You was like, oh, fuck that shit or whatever. And
yeah,
then
I just thought it would go away the next.
I thought it was a dream.
Yeah.
But so when taxes
that was okay. So let's start it back to 2002 was when I owed. So I'm sorry, I'm all distracted. My baby
yay.
Back.
Come yay, here,
Gay.
Gay.
I didn't see my
and she grew anymore. Like 3 inches. That's so pretty.
Okay, this is my song.
I love you.
I love you. Yeah, yeah.
Say you love me, then go back.
Oh, you're so awesome. Just comes, I see my baby.
All caramel and stuff.
Yes.
God. Oh, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna lie, man. I ain't seen my baby in like 2 months, man.
Oh man, oh.
I can't take it.
Nike.
I know, right?
Oh, shit.
So yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Interest on top of interest. That's how it happens. It's like no joke. It's coming every month. Okay. That money goes up.
Okay.
Almost by the you amount talking you about owe.
If you do not address it. Correct.
Right.
Because right. I would not address.
But even if you address it, they're going to tell you
the interest is going to be stupid though. At the end, like.
Right. So like, even if you call them and say, "Hey, okay, I know I owe you $2,000. Can I set up a payment plan?" They're like, "Absolutely. How much you want to pay?"
Right.
$100. Sure, we'll take it.
Right.
You donate $100 every month because the penalties and interest on that $2,000 is more than your $100 that you pay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So okay. So with me not, you know, addressing it.
What?
I addressed it, but didn't address it. I just got the letter a few months back. I was like looking at it like, I'm just going to let them take it from my taxes.
Don't. No.
That's what I did.
That's what.
But I only owe $600. So
don't do
the
it.
Following year, they took the $600. They just off took the top, and then
the
I didn't
top,
have
right?
to do anything.
Okay, see, that's the thing. That's a. I don't owe that. I owe that.
You okay? So you owed $600 on 600. 1 year, and the next year, all they took from you was $600.
The next year, they took maybe like $620. It wasn't anything ridiculous.
Oh, no,
they just
see,
took
that's
it
the
out
thing.
Of my taxes,
that's,
and I didn't have to do anything.
Right,
else. But it was through the state of Maryland too.
Right, this is going to be a Maryland thing because, from what I understand, is the same thing that happened to you. They're just going to take it, and that was right. it. And I know I'm going to make. I'm going. Okay, I owe like $1,760. I don't know how I owe $1,760 from the year previous because the tax guy didn't do my. I was paying taxes on my unemployment when I was getting unemployment, but he didn't put that in, and I did. Of course, I signed to it because I was tax ignorant and just was like, okay, boom, he did his thing. So with me getting okay, you owe $1,760. I'm like, damn, this year I actually read some shit because I did my taxes myself. So it was like, okay. So when taxes come around, I'm just going to have to owe what they say I owe, maybe with some interest. And when I talked to the tax guy, they was like, the interest is like really small each from, what was that, for each day that it's not paid or something like that. So I'm like, okay, well,
when I get when I got the amount that I owe down to $5,000,
see that's a lot. See that's
I was like, and I was doing the same thing because I knew I was gonna get more than that back in taxes anyway. So I was like, I'll just let that ride and let them take it next year, and I'll end up probably just getting a couple hundred, and we'll be good. No, next year I owed $8,300.
Understand.
I don't understand that.
Like
that.
17, I mean, of course, if you owe $1,000 or $600 and you're being charged interest and penalties on that versus $8,000 is going to be more, but
yeah,
you're talking about paying $60,000 on $8,000.
Well, you got to remember, crazy. First of all, I ignored them for about 8 years.
Oh. Oh, they let you go that long. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I thought you was on a few
Nigga.
months. And by ignoring, I mean all I did was file and let them take it. File and let them take it. Thing, I'm right. thinking it's going to be over. All right, next one should do it. Next one.
Oh, they never came for you.
No.
Oh,
they were just
so
gladly
you
taking
just
them big ass returns I was supposed to be getting.
Oh, they were taking
plus
the returns.
Plus some big returns from buying a house.
Ugh.
You get all your damn income offset for that home tax credit or whatever. Oh, they was snatching them big. Man, them checks should have been like $15,000. They was like, thank you.
Good looking out.
So, best believe my oversight on my taxes this year, when they sent that letter, I called them immediately and waited on hold for an hour and 20 minutes for someone to respond.
Yeah, I was on that.
Yeah, so
hour.
They was like, yeah, you need to send in your schedule. Okay, sir, here it comes. You got a fax machine?
But you know
I can send it to your house if you want, whatever you need.
It sounds like you probably would be better off taking out a loan. I know it sounds, but your loan is going to have a lower interest rate. You're not going to get penalized. True. Take out a loan, pay that thing off, and then pay the loan people back. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the IRS will pretend like, oh, yes, you can pay me $5 a day.
You're trying. Yay. That's awesome.
We really appreciate you.
You're right.
Yeah, we can't wait to get your $60,000 off for $8,000. Yes, like, that's ridiculous.
Yes. It is like gosh, 104%.
Yeah, they tore you a new one.
You did.
So,
that's why he has NASA.
Oh, no.
So, our boy Jared.
And, ooh.
Our boy Jared.
He's going to have NASA. Shit.
It's just going to be extra wide.
Oh, man. Eat fresh.
They're going to put extra sauce on it.
Every time they go out in the prison yard, $10 the wind blow.
Oh, no.
Get that $5 foot long.
Oh, $10 foot long.
Uh-huh. Well, check this out. He ain't the only house that's been raided.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. What you got? What you got?
Kiss frontman Gene Simmons.
Stop it.
House raided in child porn investigation.
No.
Not child porn.
Child porn, Gene?
But he's not a suspect.
Don't say his wife. No. His son.
While he was away on tour, he had, you know, people, you know, maintaining his house and stuff and what have you. And one of them got on and did it. So they're investigating right now to see which one of his employees.
Joe,
use his computer.
If I was Gene, I swear I would headbutt the dude right in the center of his face. Like, bitch, you put my name out there.
Yeah,
like,
it's embarrassing.
You put my home. Like, of course, they're going after me because it's my home.
Right.
And you,
going through my stuff, my panties. Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of work. That was a big job.
What, going through my panties?
What happened?
Not that big.
Who got shot?
A little large.
Mine's a parachute. Don't play. I take them bitches off and cannot believe it. I'm telling y'all, when I look in the mirror, I do not think, before the mirror hits me, I do not think I'm as big as I am. I'm like,
whose panties are these?
So, like, what the fuck? Who is that? Kenny! Who the fuck is this? Yeah.
Have you ever put on a pair, like, held up a pair of panties and was like, these things are really big. Yes. I could never fit these. And put them on, you was like, oh my God, they fit really well.
They're so tight?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you have to tuck your underwear under your chin to fold them.
Oh.
That's a sheep.
Or if it takes two military people to fold that joint.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. That's a flag.
Or you gotta do it on the floor.
You might want to see it.
Flap it on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Because you by yourself.
If you gotta call your man to get the other end, be like,
baby, help me with this. Oh, it is terrible. Oh, it's terrible. Damn it, Jim.
Drew, baby, how far does a sorry go? How far does a good apology go?
Okay, because it's a difference with me. I'm going to be technical. I don't say sorry. I apologize. Sorry, I'm not. Because I ain't sorry. But apologetic.
I did it.
It depends. It depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Our boy who you heard in our intro pep song, Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Apologizes for all of the hurt that he has done to women in his past.
Michelle A.
Me. D. Barnes.
I believe him.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think whoever is in his camp, if this wasn't initiated by him, whoever is in his camp did a hell of a job by letting him get out in front of this, because it was coming with the NWA movie gaining so much momentum and have you, and you already heard the rumblings from D. Barnes, you know, and there was an interview recently with Michelle A, you know, them things was coming to the surface quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was good for him to get out in front of this and handle that. And so I mean, me personally, I think he did a good job. I think Bill Cosby needs to get in touch with his people. Because Bill can, like I said, I stand behind my theory. Bill can, he can quiet all this noise down in a matter of 3 days. Just got to get out in front of it.
It's all in your wording.
It's all in one.
Because, I mean, it's not nothing that's, you got the women that's saying that they what happened or what have you, but it's all in how you present your apology. And it's the wording, it's the sincerity, it's mm-hmm. the emotion, it's the lack of emotion, is if you know it ain't but so much emotion. I mean, you know, it's, mm-hmm. you have to, it has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But the most perfect apology is something that comes straight from here. If you are genuinely apologetic, people gonna see it, people gonna know it, people gonna feel it. With Dre saying that he, I didn't know about this, you know, I'm out the loop, I'm just starting on social media, but back on social media,
you and me both.
But I feel like the apology would be more accepted if he was to come to me to apologize, you know, what he did specifically to me, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. All the women overall, some of the bitches, they put themselves in that situation. Like, y'all were groupies. Don't get mad. This is what comes with it.
Right.
You know, drinks, drugs, all that other shit.
Giving stardom.
All of that. Mm-hmm. Like, lady, stop. You don't.
Yeah,
you need to apologize to yourself.
For being, know, yourself
for being a whore. Right. Yeah. For being a whore.
I think it's a little too late for Bill, though. It's been going on too long now. Yeah. I mean, of course, he can come out
with
an apology.
It's not too late for Bill.
But Charlamagne said it right. He was like, he was interviewed with him and Jill Scott. He had made mention that, you know, I think the best thing for him to do, and it sounds so harsh, but I got it, was to die. Like, he would better.
No,
I got what he was saying. It seemed like when they die, they become heroes. You start remembering everything that he did, like with Michael Jackson. That whole thing, he is a jackass. But I understood what he was saying when he said that, because same thing with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had all that issue going on or whatever. As soon as he died, everybody remembered how great he was. You know what I'm saying?
But I still believe that if Bill comes out and is just very adamant about, listen, it was the 70s. If anyone can remember the 70s, it was about partying and drugs. Did I encounter these women? You absolutely right. I was a celebrity. They wanted to party. They let me know what was up, what they wanted. Everybody has their vice. So be it. I don't care. I got it. We took drugs. We partied. If it wants to come back and haunt me now for partying, fine. If you guys want to say I wasn't the best husband, then fine. But we partied, we took drugs, this was a result of taking drugs. Kids don't do it, but this is what happened. And you just let that, and you let whatever those women want to cackle about after that, you let them cackle. But you stand behind, we partied, there was drugs involved. Usually after, if anybody that takes drugs or abuses alcohol knows, after a night of binge drinking or binge drugging, the next morning is pretty much a mystery of the past. And that's what happened.
I just want to know, like, where all these thousands of women came from. Like, really? I mean, after all, it's like I start to even from the jump, I just started to question them. Like, what is your motive? Just because Sally came out with it and you feel like Sally's going to be a lot of the money that you feel like you should be able to have, you know, privy to. Then this motherfucker came out. Then this one, like that whole little thing on, I forgot, was it People's Magazine or something? Mm-hmm. With all them broads on the front of it. Yeah, it was too much. It was just like, stop, ladies. You knew you were a thought in the 70s.
I just found out what that
meant. Most of them. She said, oh, yes, I know, I'm down.
Denise just told me yesterday. I was like, what is that? She was like, what did she say? Those
that
hole
over there,
or
yeah, that hole over there.
I knew what you meant. Look at that.
High five. So, but no, if you knew you were thought back then a whore, whatever the fuck,
loose.
You knew that you were loose.
Mm-hmm. Scallywag.
You knew that you had a loose beaver. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, a loose beaver.
Loose beaver. You know, it was beaver back in the day, the 70s beaver, that
Jezebel.
Bush. But anyway, yeah. But if you knew that you were that,
took it back to the Scarlet Letter.
You know, I go way back.
Jezebel. You Jezebel.
Right.
You say that shit in bitch class of purrs.
How dare you?
Now it's like, what?
You call a bitch a Jezebel. She named her kid that
next
time. All right.
Oh, Jezebel. That's cute.
That is so cute. But no, but I'm just saying, if you knew that you were hot back then, I mean, it ain't no, I don't want to say ain't no way.
Ain't no
but
way.
Ain't no way. all those women can say that Bill Cosby mishandled them. I just don't feel like it was millions of women. Like, at what point do you accept responsibility for your actions? You put yourself in that situation. Not saying, and it's not even the fact that he didn't like slap him around, abuse them, or anything like that. No, you were there. You were drinking. You were drugging. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once you put yourself in that position, you're in the room. Right. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in a position where your cup, your glass, anything could have been, what do you call it? Compromised. And that happened. But all of a sudden, you're just going to blame it on Bill. Like, I don't get, maybe I'm just thinking of it. Maybe because I'm thinking of it from me, if I was in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You are in the room because you're trying to get with Bill.
You go to the bathroom.
And Bill didn't want you accepted.
Exactly.
Get up. You know what I'm saying? Go to the bathroom.
Bill, you're in the room with Bill because you was trying to get a piece of Bill. You wanted that notch. Women want notches in their belt, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it happened.
Right.
And then all of a sudden now it's just like you've been mishandled, you've been taken advantage of. That's so stupid. Yeah. Like I don't like it.
I think Bill set himself up for failure when
he's not responding. Responding?
I don't think it's the response. I think it happened before the women even came out. When you're on television and whether it's social media and you're talking about black folks and you know
yes!
how indignant yes! and you know yes! ghetto fabulous and you yes! should act this way, you need to go to school.
Oh, right.
And he
yes.
donated all these, you know, all this artwork to this. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
He set
yeah.
himself
black
up for that
because
you're sitting here,
kids,
sitting
no,
here
right.
exactly. But yet right. you were molesting people, drugging them, and then having sex.
Allegedly.
And then I think I'm sorry,
right.
allegedly. He had sex with a woman. But at the end of the day, they was giving it up. But at the end of the day, I think they were giving it up. Right. I think he was taking it. I just, I think they were giving it up. I think that, I think he
don't let him, don't let him distract you.
Don't distract
you.
Me. I'm
oh, he's
going to
bail on you. Where's your glass?
Not yet.
Where's your glass?
I'm
going to the bathroom.
Being holier than thou.
Cup in hand. Hold this.
But look, okay, let me get back to Dr. Dre real quick.
Okay.
And I feel sort of bad for this because I wanted to hear from one of his victims. So, you know, I went looking. And after listening to a few minutes of the interview, I just well, let me play a little bit.
Sugar was involved in a number of altercations after death row. I mean, there was the shooting at Kanye's party. There was a bunch of fights he got into. You know, he just got shot at the Chris Brown thing. Were you guys in contact during this time, or?
I'm always contacted when something bad happens. Media finds me. Me, Suge don't talk like you think, but since my daughter has her own phone, he does reach out to her. And every now and then how's my daughter and what is she and stuff like that. But I don't go to his bedside. Mm-hmm. I'm not his girlfriend. Mm. I don't, you know, however do people's like, how is he doing? I said, I guess he's great.
Sure.
You know, but other than that, I don't know. Like, some of the questions they're asking me about him from the last 10 years since we haven't been... Yeah. I don't know that Suge. I don't know the last 10 years Suge other than the fact that he stalks me to be in the Star's life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. That got to be a joke.
Was that
yeah,
a key?
I don't, yeah, like.
Was that real?
Like, why would you. That cannot be Michelle A.
That was Michelle A.
In real A? Real life? I mean.
In real A?
No. In real life?
I would have choked her. I'm sorry.
I watched much as I could of this video.
I couldn't. Oh.
And tried to see if the lips and the sounds were all
off.
Like somebody altered this. This is. Listen, I don't condone violence.
No.
In any shape, form, or fashion. With that being said, a stressful day in the studio. You can't get them beats right. You can't get your samples together. You reached out to people to clear samples. They telling you, no, you can't make this record up. And you just want to come home and grab a beer and catch the Raiders
and not
game.
A beer or bib.
Right. And then all you get is a rundown of your honeydew list.
I'm very upset with you.
I can see where he might have reached for his beer forcefully via her face, and shit went bad.
Why did you grab for the beard like that? It's my
face. But you know what? I also didn't know she fucked with. I didn't know she had a kid with Suge Knight too.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Would this be what thigh thought? What is it?
No more.
Not a thigh.
Not a thigh.
This has been a dinosaur moment brought to you by Gina.
Me.
Damn it, Gina.
She's a chicken lady.
But no, I cannot
believe.
How
did that work out,
that
though?
Just didn't sound right. I'm still stuck
How
on.
How did they leave that part out of the NWA movie?
I don't know.
How about that?
Well, he didn't. I had no idea. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert.
He left Michelle out of it. But he made sure his current joint was in there, right? Mm.
How exactly does Michelle say no to Suge when he asked for some pussy?
Okay,
go ahead. Leave me alone,
Shug.
Not so hard.
Shug,
you too tired. Stop.
Put
me down.
That would hurt. Stop.
You said you love me.
That's, see, Michelle doesn't get it. Michelle, she when it's time to discipline her kids, she has to sing to them.
No bullshit. I just want her to sing. That's just
there's
saying.
Something don't talk. In this house.
Yeah.
Something smells bad. Take the trash out.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, she.
No. You want to know what she probably used? The joint. If you don't get your ass.
The vibe, baby. The vibe, baby. Uh-huh.
You look so good. I like to fight you froggy style. Yeah, froggy style. All right, all
right. Oh, my boy. Goodness.
That's nuts.
I think when you get past a certain age, I believe that Dr. Dre is probably sincere. Just because you get past a certain age, you realize when you were in your 20s and you were stupid. And
we're talking about Michelle A. right now. That's just
but wait a minute, Gina. Gina, you are like 2 octaves down from Michelle A.
Yeah, how about that? When she started talking, I was
like, oh my God, you are 2 octaves down from Michelle A.
Well, I'm at least 2.
Yes,
so
you are.
That?
You got, oh, ooh.
I get the, what's her name?
Touch me.
What's her name? KYS.
Get on my nerves.
I'm sorry.
Alfreda's.
K-Y?
Alfreda Shalai? Because, I mean, it's the rasp.
Like that.
It's the rasp, and then it's the Michelle A.
Hello.
Alfreda Shalai.
I got a name.
Right.
Alfreda
Shalai.
I feel like
Shalai.
I belong somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Alfreda Shalai. All right.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me?
It's the audio difficulty.
The Deep Show is for people over the age of. Damn, you got Jerry's
ass. I know how to take it deep.
Right. You just say, ooh.
All right, y'all, and that is the scoop for this week.
That'll do it.
And
pretty much the whole show.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with you.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Hood Times is recorded before a live podcast audience.
Problems. Hood Times.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Junior.
Hello, beautiful queen and the mud duck with your name, Selma.
Junior, don't make me kick your ass again. You only got a quarter pound of it left.
Uh-oh, that's my cue. Gotta go.
Thanks for inviting me over to hang out, girl.
No problem, girl. What do you want to do?
Oh, my God. Let's chill for a few, then hit the party in the park.
I don't know. I'm dead tired. With Mom being all the way out, the housework is left to me, and I am beat.
I know what will lift you up, girl. My good friend Molly.
The creepy girl from algebra class?
This little friend has never let me miss a party.
That looks like sweet tarts. It can't be all that bad. Okay, give me one.
Later that evening.
Junior! Why the hell ain't shit been done in here? All these dishes in the sink, laundry still not folded, and no dinner being cooked.
Why you asking me, Daddy? That's Selma's job.
Because I know she stays on point. So you must have fucked with her to make it not happen.
Well, look, Dad. Man, Selma came home with this badass chick last night, man, to make you want to leave on.
I'll get to the bottom of this. Selma, get out here!
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy.
Now, Junior, you done said some wild shit in your life. But damn it, boy, you on point with this one. Damn it, she fat. Call your mother and tell her don't come home.
Okay.
Boy, put the goddamn phone down. Selma, what's going on? Y'all acting real silly.
Carlotta introduced me to Molly in the comments, so I gave it a try. I feel like I can dance for days. Well, at least I did now, I feel.
Junior, call 911.
Man, put the phone down. Pick the phone up. Y'all making me feel like Mr. Belvedere.
I better get home.
Girl, bring that ass, bring your ass back here. Come on, Selma, baby. Hold on. Daddy got you.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. Welcome back to IDS. It's time to get into our little discussion portion of the show. Now, before we get into today's topic of discussion, we want to get into some feedback from last week. We definitely thank everyone that chimed in and what not. Bear with me as I have to kind of jump all over the place to pull our feedback. up and stuff. So, let's start. Let's start with our voicemails. Now, if you don't remember, last week's question was, what qualities do you look for in a mate? Looks, personalities, or sex? And in what order? And we had a great discussion about that. So, Drew, baby, think about that. And after we play these voicemails, we want you to give your input on that.
Mm-hmm. And, repeat.
What qualities do you look for in when, you know, you're looking for a mate? Looks, personality, and sex. In what order do you deem them in the most important?
Okay.
What have you. Okay. So let's get to the first voicemail. Eventually.
Hi, Big B. This is Crystal Scott. I just want to say the segment was wonderful that you had on with Miss Gina. And I never heard you guys show before, but I thought your show was very awesome. That was my sister. And I will be listening to your show from here on out. I thought it was a very productive show. And keep doing what you guys are doing. And enjoy. It sounds like a lot of fun. And I like the topics. The relationship shows are my favorite. So anything that you can always talk about with relationships, I would really appreciate that. Especially with the ones over 40. I'm over 40 myself. And I have a lot of questions for the over 40 men committee. So have a wonderful day, and hopefully I'll see you, talk to you again soon. Bye.
Well, all right.
All right.
Ms. Scott. Thank you for the feedback. I hope you continue to listen, and I hope you continue to give feedback even when your sister's fired and no longer on the show.
Please don't come. I'll free the show.
All right.
I don't give a fuck. Yes.
So yeah, definitely, Ms. Scott. Yeah. Any questions that you want us to ask? Send it on in. We will ask. Well, there's nothing held back here. We put it out there. And some of the questions we've gotten throughout the years, I don't know what hasn't been covered.
How about that?
I put it out there.
So
I already know what she's talking about.
So, yeah, send in your question. Yeah. If you want to send your question and have it, you know, read anonymously, you don't want, you know, anyone knows coming from you, send it on in and just put that in the notes. Please keep your name out of it. And we shall do that.
We get at you.
That's how we do this here. So yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. Let's see our next feedback here.
Yeah, indeed. Show this. Hey Wood, just listened to you guys for the first time. When you had your special guest, Miss Gina. And I just wanted to say, you guys, yeah, I like what you do. You are very insightful, funny as hell. It's like, you know, just sitting back with the family and friends and, you know, just vibing and, you know, saying what's on your mind. So you guys see what the good work. All you guys vibe off each other very well. And hey, God bless.
All right. Thank you, Gina Swarma Lover, for calling in. And
appreciate that.
I miss you, Bill.
She'll be home later.
Gina need to be
no, but you know what though? When I first heard that voicemail, I ain't gonna lie, I kinda got, you know, a little defensive.
Kind of way.
Because it sounded like another call that I had. It was like the same sort of voice, same sort of deliverance. But you know, it was like, is this B? Hey, B, this is Beep. I'm just telling you, stop calling my girl. I saw your number, and I was like, damn, this nigga fam.
Really? Wait, hold on. Wait.
It's been like motherfucking 15 years. This nigga fam me again?
No.
So that's what I, at first I was like, shit.
Not 15 years later. CSI, right? Shit,
right? I mean, the pussy ain't still that good.
Oh, no. It may be.
It may. It just depends. He got the power to snap back. Don't play shit.
Dig it. Not
my
her.
Baby 10, it still feel like you going in me with a first time.
Wow. She got the power to snap trap.
Hello?
Oh, I'm just saying. Okay.
Snapchat? What?
Snapchat. I'm just saying.
Snap trap, man.
That's
bad if I fuck it. Snap trap.
So, Drew, baby. Yes. So what is your take on said comment? Question, not comment.
Yeah. I knew what you meant. Now that I've become a little older, I don't. You want to know what? I think looks previously was only for my girlfriends. Then. Personality with quotations, and then the sex. But with me now, well, 3 years ago, it would be more personality. I was gonna say looks than sex, but it'd probably be personality, sex than looks, because if I think your personality will make you look differently than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen some, I'm one of them type of people that I find something in you that makes you attractive to me.
Yeah.
You could be unattractive to everybody else, but I'm like, no, you cute because your personality rocks. The way you treat me rocks. Your attitude rocks. Like, I love that about you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's different with me because I'm not on looks. I think looks is for everybody else. Looks is for your peers. You know what I'm saying? You got this fine thing beside you or whatever, but he could be some shit. The sexual, the bedroom, everything could be some shit, but just because he cute is why you keeping him on your arm. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. So I guess it would be personality. Sex than looks, I guess.
But when you're walking down the street and you just passing by people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, are you going to be able to see their personality first?
No, you're not able to see their personality first. It's something that you see in them. Like, I'm not one of them people that is a passerby and I see somebody, ooh, he cute, I want to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody that approaches me because I don't approach. Minimally, I approach people, but you know, overall, I'm approached. So if I'm approached and I like your approach, I'm not saying that you're gonna look like the bottom of my shoe, but if it's your approach made me feel like you genuinely wanted to see what this voluptuous beauty was about, and everything, you know, what I'm saying, and then everything came, you know, came after that. Then
mahogany.
That's yes. But
beautiful.
Stop it, y'all. But yeah, that's me. Because I've come across some guys that weren't really easy. I don't want to say easy on the eyes. I'll say that wasn't the first pick.
A little fugly.
Not a little fugly, but it was just like, oh, ooh, that's you. Oh, you know,
you have a beautiful personality.
Oh, he must be really nice.
You have such a cute.
You're so sweet.
Eyelashes, yes, but
right.
But yeah, but I mean, my personality for me overall, everything is everything to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have to be able to vibe with you. I have to be able to be like. Yeah, I can talk to this cat about whatever. You know what I'm saying? And yes. I know that this cat treats me the way that I feel like
deserve.
I need to, yeah, that I need to be treated. Not because that's what society say. I feel it, so therefore I know this is how I'm supposed to be treated because it feels good. You know what I'm saying?
If you guys want to chime in, and we need you to, need you to go to you can go to the show page and post your comments under the question when it gets posted, or You can go to 202-750-1437. That is 1IDS. And you can leave your verbal feedback. Yes. And that would be greatly appreciated. We want to hear your voice.
Love to hear the voice.
Yay. We want to hear your inflections.
Yes.
On the topic.
We want to hear the passion behind your words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All that good shit. So, with that being said, we gotta go. It has been a long one. It has been a fun one. But we gotta get out of here. Gotta wrap this up. But we can't wrap it up without letting the world know what's on our mind. Miss Gina, two finger, one finger.
Two finger, one finger. Two fingers to Dave and Buster's. I had a great time on Saturday night. I tried a key lime coconut margarita, and it was the best thing I have had in life. So two fingers to them. So delicious. Do I have any one fingers? You know, I do not. Everything this weekend was two fingers.
It's okay. It's okay to have just one. Two fingers. Yes.
See, okay, good.
That's me. I have two fingers most of the time.
Exactly, for the whole weekend. So I'm great. Two mm-hmm. fingers, Dave and Buster's. Yay. I'm good.
Doctor.
Let's see. I got a couple two fingers, too. Two fingers to the weather. It's been real smooth. I'm loving it. The weather I had to work in, the weather I had to work in today, and everything. Two fingers to Dr. Dre and Ice Cube for doing that damn thing with the fucking N.W.A.
still
movie.
Seen that.
You know what I'm saying? You still haven't seen it?
No, but the soundtrack just makes me irritated because that shit is like the hottest shit in the streets right now.
Right, mm-hmm. right. But that was a damn good job they did on that.
Yep.
Let me see, one finger to Donald Trump, that little monkey motherfucker. He's still rising in the polls, man.
That's
and
crazy.
And what's scary
shit.
Is a lot of
that.
Fools believe the shit that he's talking about.
Bullshit.
So this election is going to be interesting. You know. So that's my one finger, two fingers.
Drew, baby.
Two fingers. For me being on the show this evening, I appreciate you guys, you know, letting the prodigal son, daughter, back in the building. So two fingers out to all the podcast nation. I miss you guys. One finger. Lord, I'm going to keep that one finger to myself, as it just happened within the last few moments of my life. But one finger to just the shit that's happening in politics all over, be it from the shit presidential nominees to the police shooting and killing our people, mm-hmm. be it black, white, Asian, Caucasian, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit. It's just one finger to all the shit that's going on in the world today. Somebody got to step out there. I think hip hop needs to use this platform to get the word out and to be a leader in a lot of this shit. Matter of fact, that's where my one finger is going to go to. One finger to fucking hip-hop right now. Commercial hip-hop. Y'all got the platform. Y'all not using it correctly. Fuck y'all. And I'm out.
Drops the mic.
Sexy chocolate.
For me, two fingers to an otherwise good weekend. Friday was nice. Saturday was calm. Sunday was productive. So I'll take that trifecta. And I would like to say, I can't say it. One finger to a certain part of Virginia. You know what? I actually can do Virginia as a whole, but I would like to just say fuck you to Virginia. Y'all motherfuckers just suck in every way possible. Thank you for attempting to destroy a great weekend. Yep, and I'll leave it there. Please remember, folks, if you guys have your one fingers and two fingers that you want read at the end of the show, you can send those in. You know the number, 202-750-1437. That's 1IDS. We'll read those all for you, too. We all know that you have something you want to praise and something that you want to give the one finger to. So with that, we got to get out of here, man. Look, I like to thank my crew for making it happen today. I would like to just thank all the listeners for being a part of what we do. And any last minute shout-outs before we get out of here?
Happy birthday to my nieces. You know I'm terrible with shout-outs. Cleo and Kia, they're turning... 28.
Oh, wow. Damn, you just showed your age.
30. I know. Oh, my God, I'm 30.
So, are they technically 27 and a half?
Well, my niece... Well,
you
I
said
28.
Yes.
My niece Cleo is turning 28, and my niece Takia is turning 31.
Damn. Oh, no, wait. Yes. Oh, ooh. Grandma Alfreda Chalet, look.
I have great nieces and nephews. That's crazy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My is shout out to the 2015 school year for all students, especially my fire, which is fifth grade, and this last of the whole elementary school period, or what have you. I want this to be an awesome year for all students this year and beyond.
Absolutely. And as we always like to say, when we are getting the hell out of here,
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.